Cotton predicts SCOTUS will deliver rebuke to liberal judges interfering with core presidential responsibilities. By Jeff Poor on March 17, 2025. On Monday, during an appearance on Hugh Hewitt's nationally syndicated radio show, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said he expected the Supreme Court to rebuke liberal judges who interfere with the core responsibilities of the Commander-in-Chief. Cotton's comments come as U.S. District Court Judge James E. Boasberg attempted to halt an effort by the Trump administration to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport illegal alien gang members. I saw, though, that the Department of Justice over Pam Bondi's signature filed an hour or two ago a motion to vacate the hearing. Because there's no ground for a hearing, Cotton said. This judge, I would say a rogue judge, on Saturday tried to intervene with an overseas military flight to redirect it back to the United States. It was already out of U.S. airspace, out of the judge's jurisdiction. With depraved terrorist gang members, known murderers and rapists, and went to our good friends in El Salvador. Therefore, the administration fully complied with his order, which was later reduced to written order that didn't even say that. So I'm not sure what the basis for a hearing is, or what the issue is here. But if they go forward with the hearing, and this rogue Obama judge, again, tries to interfere with the president's core responsibilities as commander-in-chief, I can't imagine but that this won't go to the Supreme Court very promptly, and that President Trump's actions will be upheld. And the court will probably deliver a needed rebuke to these liberal judges all across the country who keep trying to interfere with core responsibilities of the commander-in-chief. There's a lot to cover, Hewitt replied. I'm amused by legacy media reminding us it's a 200-year-old law. The Alien Enemies Law is in fact 200 years old. It was passed along with the Sedition Law. The Sedition Law was repealed by the Congress in 1920, because they didn't like it. They chose not to repeal this law. And this law has never been tested under these circumstances of a declaration by a non-nation state actor of invasion. So it's a case of first impression. I cannot imagine the Supreme Court overruling the president. But I also don't think the Supreme Court wants to do this, Senator, do you? Cotton added, no, it's very hard to imagine. Hugh, that the Supreme Court would again intrude upon the president's core Article II responsibilities to protect the country as if the Supreme Court tried to tell. Or I should say not the Supreme Court, a lone trial judge tried to tell the president in the aftermath of 2001 he couldn't detain and remove al-Qaeda terrorists from the country. But again, so many of these judges apparently are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. Like so many of the Democrats in the Congress who are rising up in arms and manning the ramparts on behalf of depraved, savage murderers and rapists that are now being detained in El Salvador. Or this doctor up in New England who left the country and wasn't admitted because she had gone to Hassan Nasrallah's funeral celebrating terrorism overseas. Again, you just can't make up what these Democrats are defending simply to be opposed to Donald Trump. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.